Saturday. The weekend is here. The sun is shining. The air is crisp because it's April in the DMV. But it's going to be a good day regardless. That's right, Blur Nation. Get up because it's time for the weekend edition of GQ's Kickback for Blurbs. And so I was thinking, people will probably see this podcast and wonder, what is a blurb? And simply put, a blurb is a black nerd. What does it mean to be a black nerd? Well, there are two different types, sometimes a combination of both. You have your book smart nerd who could probably build a spaceship from a paperclip. And then you have your awkward nerd who has some book smarts, surprisingly has some street smarts, but that is awkward as hell. And so I started this podcast because I fall more into the awkward nerd category. And what I mean by awkward is, back in the day, it was like I would always find myself in situations where it was just awkward. Like, if I met somebody new, it would just be awkward. Maybe it was the way that I talked or spoke. Maybe it was the way that maybe I would laugh at things inappropriately. You know, maybe I would just do things that people consider to be quirky and or awkward, like. Now, I mean, I wasn't dumb by no stretch of the imagination. I wasn't, you know, all A's, A on roll, but I was more like the B on roll type, awkward black nerd. And living this existence is not for the faint and it's not for the weak. Despite the fact that people might think that you're a weak link and that you're meek, it is not for them, for those type of people, believe it or not, because you have to have a pretty tough shell and tough exterior when you fall into that category of being a black nerd. Because black nerds, it's like we're a fish out of water. We don't fit into one particular box. And it's like, when you're a black nerd, it's like you're walking a line between two worlds, whether you like it or not, especially if you have a background in which you attended primary schools that were where you were the minority. Even in college life, one could still be an awkward or book smart black nerd. The difference is, in college, book smart black nerds, it to me, that's where it actually counts. That's where the rubber meets the road, because what you do is going to determine the rest of your life, or should I say the rest of your professional life. Whereas being an awkward black nerd in college, you're either going to do one or two things. Either you're going to grow out of it, or you could potentially grow more into it. But it also may work to your advantage, because then you'll find your tribe. Oftentimes, you know, going back to an earlier point, when you're a black nerd and you're in a world where you're in the minority, it's like you don't really fit anywhere. You don't fit with your, Caucasian counterparts, but then you kind of get roasted with your black counterparts because you may not do certain things that they're doing. You may not think the same way as they do. And that's not to say that they're bad people. I mean, although you might think they were back then, but they're not necessarily bad people. It's just, you know, because you're different, then they treat you as being different. Even in college, you know, it's the same thing. You know, it's like, okay, you don't really fit in with the Caucasians, nerds, so to speak. You might find your tribe of black nerds, but then again, I mean, you know, depending upon the population of the school you go to, that might be few and far in between. And again, you might grow out of it, or you might lean more into it. But, you know, being a black nerd crosses like different lines, different spectrums, so to speak, or whatever. It's not just one thing that makes you a nerd. Like some people nerd out to books, like I do. Some people nerd out on, you know, stuff like Star Wars, Star Trek, you know, and hey, if that's your pleasure, if that's what you treasure, go for it, baby. You know, that's what I say. Do your thing. Some nerd out on comic books, some nerd out at Comic Con, some nerd out in their professional life, like they, you know, are data scientists, they nerd out on anything IT related, right? So some nerd out on education. It all depends, right? But either which way, I mean, there is a group of people, and we all, our guests, are banded together in the fact that we nerd out on something. Like me, I nerd out on books. I nerd out on music, especially music. Like my homeboys will tell you, like, if you want to know something about music, you come to me. All right. 9 times out of 10, I'm going to know the answer. Or if I don't know the answer, I'm going to look it up. But I like music. I study it. I was that kid, you know, that would read the liner notes of every tape that he ever bought. I was that kid, you know, that used to like literally look at my parents' records, and I would just look at the different labels, and I would look at, you know, the artists. I would look at, you know, the publishing, you know, credits that were on there, and you know, I would look at where the record labels were located. You know, that was just, that was me. Like, I would nerd out on music, you know. I would study, like, well, not so much study, but I would just, you know, be curious, like, oh, where's James Brown from? Or, you know, oh, Otis Redding's was from Macon, Georgia. Or, you know, oh, Shalimar was formed when they danced on Soul Train. You know, that was me. Like, that was just the kind of, that's what I nerd out to. But the premise is that black nerds, we're here, we exist, we're not going anywhere. And as I'm finding, and as I found out in later years, we actually are appreciated. You may not think you're appreciated when you're young, but as you get older, you're actually appreciated. And that's a good thing, a hell of a good thing. Now, some of us in Blurred Nation found ourselves going through phases where we didn't want to be associated with that. We wanted to be cool. We wanted to be down. We wanted to be in. And you know what? As you find out in life, what's for you is for you, and what's not is not. And it's going to reveal itself. Sometimes we try not to be ourselves, which makes us even more awkward than had we just be ourselves. Had we just been ourselves, I should say. And so, to me, that's what it means to be a black nerd. You're black, or as some people like to use the feel good, warm and fuzzy term, African American nerd. You nerd on different things, and that's okay. And it took me a long time to realize that it's okay to be a blurred, because it's you, and you have to be yourself. Blurred Nation, I hope this helps. I also hope that if somebody asks the question, what is a blurred? Well, now you know that's what it means to be a blurred. This is Mr. Garrett, and I hope to see you, or I hope to hear from you, or hope that you join me on the next episode of GQ's Kickback for Blurreds.